Hi, and welcome again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's guest has a very special place in my heart. It's someone that I felt like, you know, raised me. This person was almost like a second mother to me because she was on TV at a very crucial part of time in my life. My mom, big fan of this person. I enjoyed watching her shoot koosh balls into the audience. I'm talking about Miss Rosie O'Donnell. How's it going, Rosie?
It's going really well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's exciting to see you. As I said, when I was like a kid in the 90s, like your show was always on during like dinner time for us and stuff, and we would watch the Rosie O'Donnell show, and it's like I knew every one of your bits from that show. Like, I know you had the little, like, soundboard and stuff, and I remember your catchphrase, like, cutie patootie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I said that.
You seem a little hesitant. Did you, bad feelings from the Rosie O'Donnell show?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, Aaron. I've kind of, blocked that from my mind at this point. I'd rather talk about, like, some other projects that I've got going on. That kind of hits a little bit of a sour spot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there any particular... We'll let it go soon. But I have to ask, why does it have a sour spot? What is really bothering you about the Rosie O'Donnell show?
Every time we had one of those goddamn fucking Broadway musicals doing a music number to promote the Tony Awards. Ugh! Sorry.
Wait, you don't like musical theater? You've been a huge proponent of Broadway your whole professional career. You even financed your own musical, Taboo.
I lost a bet.
You lost a bet?
I lost a bet, and I had to pretend for, like, nearly 2 decades that I liked that horseshit.
Oh, wait, who was the bet to that, like, you had to pretend for 2 decades?
I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry, audience. You know me. I'm a huge fan of musical theater. But apparently Rosie O'Donnell is not in... I'd like to say it's an exclusive here on Yes and I Am. You're hearing it first. Rosie O'Donnell, not a fan of musicals.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I don't want to name any names. So it feels like a little bit of a betrayal here, but... First name might start with the W, last name with the G.
W-G.
Mike Goldberg. Mike Goldberg.
What was that?
I lost a bet to Whoopi Goldberg, okay?
Oh! Okay. Whoopi Goldberg.
And, like, literally all the time that I was on The View, she would just rub that in my face, and I just wanted to...
Now, this was the second time you were on The View. Was you there your first run? Because you had
the second.
Yeah. You didn't last too long on that show. You basically had, like, 2 seasons when you were on the panel there. Is another sore spot?
No, money's money.
Money's money. That's fair. That's a common thing I tend to get on this show from my guests. You still make it to the city, though, it seems.
I do, on occasion. I mean, I am commuting from Montreal.
Oh, you got a place in Montreal now?
Yes, I do. Not complaining at all.
I mean,
I love the cold weather.
I mean, I know you grew up as a New Yorker. You grew up on a Long Island. You don't miss the city at all?
Not at all. It can burn in hell, if I'm being quite honest.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's just with the trains, and right now it's sleeting outside. I know it's January, but
yeah. For our listeners, right now we're recording this episode in January. I'm not sure if it's gonna come out. Probably like maybe February, but still probably very cold New York day.
I know, which is weird that I chose a place in Montreal, but still, it's sleeting. It's just disgusting and filthy.
I'd imagine. Is Montreal a cleaner city than New York?
There's a little bit more dog shit on the streets, I'm not gonna lie, but...
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean literal, like, dog poop. I'm not trying to say euphemism there.
It's yeah, no, I know you're a little political in your recent, and you don't have... the greatest relationship with our current commander-in-chief. Is that also influencing you to get a place up in Montreal?
No, not at all.
No.
No, that, totally unrelated.
That is surprising, but it's almost relieving, because I wouldn't want anyone to have to move because of the current political situation in this nation.
That would be a shame.
Yeah, no. But I'm still hung up on this Broadway thing. You don't like Broadway?
I do not, Aaron. I do not.
What about when you were on stage? When you were in Seussical?
I'm not gonna lie. I was about 6 drinks in every time I did Seussical, so...
I mean, it's not the most acting-heavy show, so I can see how you might have been able to get through it, but... It's just such a bummer that, like, you're not into... Is there not one musical you like?
Well, Tarzan.
That doesn't count. That's your...
It doesn't count. It was on stage.
Okay.
So I wasn't in it.
You're talking about the Broadway run of Tarzan, not the movie where you
played. No, I'm talking about the movie. I am especially proud of that performance, and I should have got a fucking Oscar nomination
As Turk?
Yes, Turk, the animated gorilla.
Okay. I mean, you had, like, one song. You had the Pots and Pans.
Trashing the Camp.
Oh, wow.
Number of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and then I remember NSYNC did a remix of the song, if you don't recall.
They did.
And you weren't part of that remix.
No, but it was beautiful.
You a big fan? Big fan of NSYNC?
Yeah, I am.
Do you think they'll ever get back together?
I'm not getting my hopes up, but let's just say I'm not a religious person, but... Might do a couple prayers at night, hoping that they get back together.
Who is your favorite NSYNC member?
Is that even a question?
I mean...
Is that even a question?
It is a question, because I know there's a lot of different answers. Some people like Joey Fatone, some like JT Sazé.
JT, duh.
Justin Timberlake? Okay. I was afraid for a second you were going to say Chris Kirkpatrick.
No! Why would I?
Because, you know, some people see you as a rebel, going against the grain. And Chris Kirkpatrick was the rebel of NSYNC.
Listen, I've written him off. It's all about the JTT.
Okay. So, I mean, you must not be too disappointed then that NSYNC isn't back together, because Timberlake has been having quite a career.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Trolls?
Yes, I did. It's a little fun performance.
Yep. Pretty good, right?
Now, I know when you did have your Rosie O'Donnell show, Timberlake did come on your show, and have you guys stayed in contact?
We're Facebook friends.
Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. Now, does he keep, like, a limited number, or does he, like, friend everyone?
Well, he does tend to friend everyone, I'm not gonna lie.
What's your stance on that? Do you think it seems a little disingenuous if someone's friending everyone? Or do you want people to, like, keep a limited number of friends?
I don't care. I only see half these people, like, once every decade anyways.
I mean, so do you keep to yourself a lot currently?
I do, yes.
Okay. Because I know you, like, you'll pop up on some TV shows and stuff. You just recorded the show Smilf that is doing quite well, getting a lot of accolades and such.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly when you're not on set, you're at home with the kids?
I have kids.
Yeah, you have 5 kids.
Oh, shit. I might have to duck out and make a phone call in, like, a couple seconds.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Ooh, one of them is my age, so I can imagine he can do quite all right on
his own. I may have missed a couple of birthdays, Aaron.
That's unfortunate.
We just had Christmas.
Lot of gifts that went unsent.
Maybe. Oh. Amazon Prime delivers day of, right?
Yes, depending on where you live.
I'm in Montreal. Oh, okay.
There's got to be like an Amazon warehouse nearby. We had Bezos on the show actually, and he was very like progressive. He told us a lot about what Amazon has in store in the future, which was really cool. But yeah,
they've got those drones too.
Yeah, no, they're
those scare me.
Building a rocket ship. They want to go into space.
Ooh.
Yeah, Bezos is very like all about going into space.
Huh.
He thinks that once this planet dies, like, the rich people are all going to live in space.
Okay.
And you have to be, like, a certain, like, financial bracket to be invited into his, like, rich people space station.
Huh. Do you know what the asking price of that is right now?
He did say, like, you have to be a billionaire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We might have to move some things around, but, yeah, those birthday gifts may not get sent out just
yet.
Yeah,
no. How do you feel about the health of this planet now that you sound a little concerned?
I mean, I try to stay hopeful. I invested in Taboo, of course, even though I hate musical theater and lost that.
Yeah,
I did lose that bet, but it seemed like
Taboo
a good idea at a time.
Taboo was also seen as a flop. It did get a lot of, like, it was critically panned.
It got a Tony nom.
Yeah, it seems like everything gets a Tony nom these days, though.
No, it doesn't.
Do you still pay attention to what's going on in Broadway?
Of course. I never know when Whoopi's going to call me up and ask to make another bet.
Okay. Now, has she ever lost a bet to you?
She has. Our ballads last year for the Tony Awards. Guess who guessed best director of a musical?
Who was best director? Was that Hamilton's year?
No. That was 2 years ago.
Wow. I am completely...
Hey, I may not like Broadway, but I still follow it.
Okay.
I don't like the Jets, but I'll watch them if they're on the TV in a bar.
That's fair. So what did Whoopi have to do with it losing this bet, then?
Listen, if you're a woman of a certain age in Hollywood, you kind of tend to band together and just make some friendships. And, you know, we kind of like to tease each other a little bit.
But you had
just
to
have some chuckles.
You had to be involved with musicals for 20 years. You had to invest money in producing your own musical.
I did. It was a really good bet, but it was either...
You don't see Whoopi trying to bring back Xanadu.
Well, of course not. There's roller skates in that. That's dangerous. Have you seen, like, the latest Actors Equity and IATSE rules?
Hey, I just saw the SpongeBob musical, and there is someone that roller skates in that show.
Well, of course, it's Tony Hawk. Little known fact.
Tony Hawk in the SpongeBob musical?
I
haven't gone through the whole playbill yet, so I wasn't sure.
He's under a pseudonym, but yes, that is Tony Hawk. He is a trained professional, okay? They're not going to just throw some random kid on...
Well, I know you say you don't like Broadway. I would highly recommend the SpongeBob musical. I know you're getting that look on your face. You know, you're like, Nickelodeon, I've worked with them before.
I have.
Was that a good experience, by the way?
Next question.
Wait, you don't want to talk about Harriet the Spy?
She owes me money.
Wait, the actress that played Harriet?
Yes. Why do you... I don't want to get into it. I'm really sorry right now, Aaron.
I'm interested because your acting career has been very kind of all over the place. In the 90s, you were in a lot of stuff.
So many lost bets.
Harriet the Spy, another lost bet.
I believed in that project, Aaron.
I'm beginning to think you have a gambling problem.
I just might. I need tissues.
Oh, yeah. Over here. Here
okay,
you go.
Thanks. Okay. I'm good. Keep going.
Okay.
Maybe I should start seeing someone about this.
Yeah,
I don't...
Mental health is important, and addictions are a thing. Although, it seems like you exclusively bet on musicals for some reason.
Well, everyone has their own problem. I don't like sports. I don't like watching award shows. That's a thing to bet on.
Award shows, okay. Did you ever bet on the Oscars?
I believe so. I think I hosted.
Oh, boy. You sound like someone that may have lost a bet at the end of last year's Oscars.
I did.
You bet on La La Land, didn't you?
Who could have seen that coming? That was a no-brainer win. Oh, my God.
So, were you excited when they first announced it?
Of course. I was in tears. I was like, yes, I'm finally gonna get my yacht from Whoopi Goldberg.
And oh, wow. A yacht was at stake.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was a good one.
These are some high stakes wagers you have going on here.
I think we've already established that I have a problem, Aaron.
But then Moonlight, you know, it just snuck in there.
Like the rat bastard that it was.
Okay. Now, what did... I just have to ask. What did Whoopi get for the Moonlight win?
SpaceX ticket.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That makes sense now.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, now it makes sense.
Which is even more why I'm worried about why it's sleeting outside, even though it's January.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of SpaceX, were you in L.A. when they, like, launched that thing into the air and everyone thought it was, like, a UFO?
That wasn't a UFO?
No, that was SpaceX. They were launching some test. You know...
Because Kirk Douglas and I kind of were talking about it, and...
And?
I may have to make some phone calls and move some numbers around.
Oh, boy. It sounds like you have a lot on your hands right now.
Yeah, but you know what? I've got that nice, cozy little home in Montreal with my 5 children who...
May not be at that home?
They may not be at that home. Do kids these days still like Hatchimals?
Wait, what?
I don't know. I was seeing this ad for it. They're like these eggs that hatch and a cute little stuffed animal comes out. I'm sure that all 5 of them would love one.
Well, I know some of them are in their 20s, so I don't know if they're still kids. But it's worth a shot.
Yeah. Okay. Gonna have to make some phone calls. Shoot.
Yeah, it sounds like you're pretty busy right now. You want to move into our speed round real quick and then we can wrap things up?
Sure thing.
All right. So, you ever play the game, Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Oh, yes, I have.
And then not in the literal sense is, I'm gonna list off three names
in here. Yeah, not in the literal sense.
You tell me which category each goes into.
Okay.
First name, Oprah Winfrey. Second name, Kelly Ripa. Third name, Ellen DeGeneres.
Pass.
Pass?
All 3 of them.
Wait, Pat.
Can we just move on?
What is the issue you have going on? I can understand Ellen, because you guys...
Did you see the Golden Globes last night, Aaron?
Yes? No, I didn't watch them. I can't lie.
Then...
But I did hear that Oprah had a moment...
She apparently did.
And people are saying, like, she should run for president, and they're all excited about
Oprah Hanks 2020! Ha-ha! That was gonna be my deal.
Wait.
Not for president, just for Senate.
You were gonna run for Senate?
Yeah, of course.
Where? What state?
I haven't decided yet.
You moved to Montreal!
Maybe I'll run for senator in Montreal. Maybe New York. I don't know.
Well,
okay, fine. Marry Ripa, fuck Ellen, kill Oprah.
That's fair. I can stand by those. So now, we're going to reach the segment of our show where we do a little bit of word association.
Okay.
Basically, I'm going to say a word, and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
First word. View.
Joy.
Show.
Not taboo.
Tarzan.
Turk.
Wives.
Sisters.
Children.
I need to call them.
Comedian.
Cosby. Oh, no!
Actor.
SAG Awards.
Flintstones.
Good Men.
Broadway.
Pass.
All right. Well, that's about all we have time for again. I'd like to thank Rosie O'Donnell for heading out here. It's been a great time. I know you have some calls to make, but is there anything you want to say to our listeners before you head out?
Watch Smilf on Showtime.
All right. Well, go
or
check.
Or maybe it's stars.
Oh, I think it's showtime. But yeah, go check that out. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will see you all next time. Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having the actual Rosie O'Donnell here, it has been my buddy Linda Moulton. How's it going, Linda?
It's going well. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
So, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, God. I'm pretty sure I laughed for a good minute and a half when you mentioned.
Yeah, no, I felt like...
I honestly thought you were going to say Ellen Page.
Because like I was afraid, like, you know, little on the nose. Ellen Page, I don't know how I feel about right now. I might do her on the show, might not. She put like Rosie O'Donnell, she's such an outspoken voice. She's kind of cuckoo bananas. And
she is. And I pretty much forgot most of what I knew about her, except that she's on SNLF and...
Yeah, no, I remember... Like, I just... For some reason, the jingle to her theme music from her show is, like, stuck in my head. It's the Rosie O'Donnell Show.
I don't know about you, but I hear she has a gambling addiction.
Yeah, no, wait, in real life or on our podcast? Because, like, I wouldn't be surprised. I heard she does, like, have a drinking problem. Which doesn't surprise me.
No, I've heard that, too.
I mean, there's a reason why she's been kicked off The View twice.
Yeah. Honestly, like, and it's just, I don't know, I've sympathized with her at points, but then also I'm kind of like, she's a little bit obnoxious.
It's funny, I in the Fuck, Marry, Kill part, I brought up Oprah, because Rosie O'Donnell actually had a show on Oprah's network.
She did have a show.
Yeah, she had a show on OWN that got canceled.
Oh boy.
She had the Rosie show.
Folks, I live under a rock, to be honest with you.
No, I mean, it's unfair, because I did a little research and stuff.
That's okay.
Before. But, yeah, no, she's been, she stays in there, though. She doesn't, like, completely go away.
No, she does not.
Which is the most interesting thing about her, is that she's always, like...
A story will come out, and then, literally, it's about Rosie O'Donnell, and you'll just have one of those moments of going, oh, yeah, she's still around.
No, and she still kind of looks the same. Like, you know, like,
she
when...
Does.
Yeah, you see these, like, celebrities, you know, they go away for, like, 10 years and you haven't seen them since their popular thing. And all of a sudden they have gray hair. And
you're like, what happened?
They all look like Sajin and stuff. No, Rosie still looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
And yeah.
No.
Like, I think on SMILF, they definitely aged her up a little bit.
Yeah, does she play the mother on that show?
She does, and she does a really good job. I didn't believe it was her. I honestly thought it was Kathy Bates for a little bit.
I mean, Kathy Bates does do a lot of stuff.
She does, and I felt so terrible when I went on IMDb to look up the cast afterwards. Like,
hey,
this is a show I enjoy.
Credit to her. Actor I like who's on an episode of that show, which is why I want to watch it. Alex Brightman, who's a big...
Yes! Wasn't he on School of Rock on Broadway?
Yeah. No, he's a famous Broadway actor.
Don't think I've gotten to that episode yet.
He shows Full Frontal, apparently.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, no, like, that's his, like, thing, like, he keeps talking about. He's like, yeah, and there's a reason why my character isn't coming back next season. I'm like...
Okay!
I'm excited!
All right. Because,
like, also, you don't hear about men doing Full Frontal often.
Not
you know?
Really.
Gotta show that D.
I mean,
unless you're Louis C.K.
Oh!
I know, right? Still too soon. But, yeah. I like Alex Brightman a lot, and mm-hmm. he's really funny, so I'm interested to see what he does on, like, TV shows.
Has he done anything else recently, or just...
I mean, he's in rehearsal for another Broadway project and stuff.
Okay.
And, like, you know how that is. Yeah. I love how this episode had talked about so much about Broadway.
I know.
And I'm like... Yeah.
That was, like, one of my first exposures to Broadway was, even though I didn't watch the Rosie O'Donnell show that much, my older sister was obsessed with musical theater. She has a BFA in musical theater. She's an mm-hmm. actress right now, currently. And she would, like, make us sit down and watch the musical clips from the Rosie O'Donnell show. And I was just like, can we please change the channel so I can watch Wishbone?
I remember that was my first exposure to the Lion King on Broadway, was their performance on the Rosie O'Donnell show. And they had, like, all the giant puppets.
See, I remember the Titanic performance.
Wait, there was a Titanic musical?
There was a Titanic musical. I think actually Rosie hosted the Tonys that year.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
And there was, like, some kind of conspiracy going around where, not a conspiracy, but they were, like, nominating it for all these Tony Awards. And I actually think she might have been one of the people that was, like, pushing for it and campaigning for it.
I don't know.
To stay open.
That was, like, a golden time of Broadway then, though, because there was a lot of, like, original properties then.
I actually got, not mad, but frustrated with a friend of mine. We went to go see Come From Away a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And she talked about knowing someone who was on the production team, and she was like, oh, yeah, they were in Titanic the musical. She played Rose. And I was like, that's not a character in the musical. That's the movie, honey.
So she knows.
She knows the movie.
Yeah.
I'll give her credit for that.
Yeah, she knows Kate Winslet, apparently.
Yeah. So that's getting there.
Yeah, no. No,
And I was like, there's a couple different characters in the musical that could fit that description, but...
Yeah, no, I now that I think about it, I do remember someone, like, doing audition pieces from the musical Titanic.
I had a roommate, a couple years ago that he had done a couple of, like, regional theater productions of it, so, like, literally our apartment had the posters, we had a full libretto of Titanic the musical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. No, Broadway right now, I think it's making...
He's actually working on a cruise ship, believe it or not.
I mean, we all get those casting calls. cruise ships pay good money. I have a friend that, like, worked wardrobe on a cruise ship for, like, over a year, and she made bank.
Same with comedians, too, especially if you do, like, clean material, because they have a lot of the family shows. They'll sometimes... Some are starting to do, like, more improv and sketch-based shows.
Yeah, no, I know Second City has a deal with, I think, Royal Caribbean, and they send a lot of their, like, house teams on the ships and stuff. And, like, that's actually one of my first exposures to, like, short-form improv and stuff, was seeing Second City. Little did I know that, like, improv is this giant monster that has all these different things. Actually... as we're recording right now, my brother came into town this past weekend, and I brought him to his first improv show, and he was like, oh, this is a thing. Like, he thought he had, seen improv, but no.
It's like, this isn't Whose Line.
That's exactly what he said. So,
sorry about the clapping.
No worries. Yeah. No, the audience will definitely enjoy the little, like, pops in their ears as their eardrums burst.
Great. As they're waiting for their train in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, Linda, do you have anything to plug anywhere our listeners can find you?
Yeah, I'm on a sketch team called 301 Views. We perform every 2 months at the People's Improv Theater. I'm on Twitter at... Cud Galactica, I kid you not. I attempt
Cud Galactica? What?
CUDGALACTICA, because I kid you not, there is an alien conspiracy writer / journalist who also has the same name, Linda Moulton, so I could not get that handle.
I mean, I go by Aaron Max on this show because my actual name, Aaron Weininger, is a very famous gay rabbi.
Oh, okay.
He is a very famous gay rabbi. Like, you Google my name, and I'm not the first thing that comes up.
I'm pretty sure that I've lost, I haven't gotten to grad programs. I haven't gotten into some jobs because people automatically Google my name. If you go into Facebook and type in Linda Moulton, you'll probably see, like, my profile. I do not friend everyone who friend requests me.
Because they think you're the author.
No, but, yeah, and that's... She comes up, and you'll see, like, all of these weird things, like, cattle mutilation, crop circles, what
okay,
does it
well,
mean?
Okay, well, at least like, the person I share a name with is a respectable person. Yeah. Like, he has these great, like, motivational posts and, like, very progressive. I'm like, if I can only be half the person you are, I'll live a good life. Your person sounds like,
She's a little nutso.
She needs to stay off the social media.
Although my parents do have one of her books. That's a joke.
did they get it for you, or did they just look what our daughter wrote?
Pretty much.
That's amazing.
When I was like 5 years old, they got a copy of it.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for heading out here. It's been awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, I'd like to also thank our person who did our theme music is the artist Regulus. You can find him on SoundCloud. It is his song, Yarning. If you guys haven't done it already, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you find your podcast, because all of it helps with visibility for the show and helps more people find us, which makes me happy. Also, if you haven't followed us on Instagram yet, what are you waiting for? We're at YesAndIAm, and we'll post, like, fun photos and little behind-the-scenes stuff of the show on there. So go and give us a follow. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next time.
And I'm Jesse.
We're the host of American Slacker, a weekly show that discusses the weirdest in world events.
We cover UFC, the latest in technology, Xbox games, entertainment, and music reviews.
We have conversations with musicians, actors, filmmakers, and other interesting guests.
Twist one up or crack one open with us every Monday to start your work week off right. That's it.
There you go.